A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. To be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Just what does that mean? Well, it depends on how we define perfect. If we define it according to the modern understanding of correctness, of doing things without a flaw or being without error, then we can easily dismiss these words of Jesus. And we should, because none of us can ever do anything without a flaw. Christian theology, for one reason or another, has warped this directive of Jesus, creating the neurosis of perfectionism. Many of us were raised on this ism. Remember all the rules given to us religious to follow? Remember the chapter of faults where we confessed how we failed to follow these rules? This perspective gave us the wrong focus. Intending to focus us on God, it really bent the focus of our lives back on ourselves. We became the focus. Perfect, according to the Hebraic tradition, normally meant complete or mature or healthy. That meaning of mature especially dominates most use of the equivalent Greek term in the New Testament. Something or someone can be complete or mature, yet not be without flaw. In fact, it is much easier to be mature and still have flaws than it is to be without error or without flaw. Most of us are mature, but few of us are without flaw, if any. Our focus then, rather than on ourselves, is always to be on God, God's way of being and acting, especially revealed in Jesus. Jesus constantly referred us back to the Father. Look at your Heavenly Father, who allows the rain and the sun to shine and fall on everyone, says Jesus. Be as He is. Live universal love. Reach out to all. Shut no one out. Our maturity lies in choosing to be as God is, compassionate love. I tell my seminarian students to place themselves in the heart of God when praying a text on which they will preach. See with the eyes of God. Feel with the heart of God. Let God fill your personality so that if God were in your shoes, what would God mean? How would God be? That is how I think we learn to be perfect, as our Heavenly Father is perfect. With our eyes and heart always fixed on God, on Jesus, on the Spirit, we walk through our days, being as much as we can, as God would be.